to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili Ili Honganji. Mo'ili Ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili-ili-honganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Karen Murakami, in memory of Mr. Edward Murakami and Mr. Charles Ishida. Our speaker this morning is Mr. Alan Goto, Ohumpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Mr. Goto.
Good morning. I am Alan Goto, a Hawaii Betsuing member, a board member, a lay minister's assistant with Tokudo, and I am 78 years old. As we are all aware of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the incomprehensible suffering of the Ukrainian people, please join me in a brief meditative moment to acknowledge the suffering and expressing our support for all Ukrainians throughout the world. In a gesture of reverence, I will repeat the Nembutsu three times. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. I am grateful for this opportunity to share my life and thoughts with the Mo'ili Ili Honganji White Way audience. Preparing my talk is always a challenge. However, I always remember the very first lessons in Speech 101 at the University of Hawaii. Talk about what you know, or talk about how or what you feel. Certainly for most of us, our lives have changed significantly during this pandemic. Although I am retired, I have observed how my adult children adapt to new working conditions and watched my grandchildren go to school with all the required restrictions. My younger son, Ken, is an English teacher at Kamehameha School, making the transition from before pandemic school to online teaching for about a year, and it was a real challenge. He has finally returned to on-campus teaching with pandemic restrictions. Similarly, I've observed the management of the pandemic challenge at the Honganji Mission School and have been so impressed with the commitment of the entire school community to maintain an educationally nurturing place, keeping everyone safe and healthy. I'm preparing this talk on Sunday, April 10th. I attended the first in-person service at Hawaii Betsuing, celebrating Hanamatsuri, or Buddha Day. A dedicated group of ministers and lay volunteers plan and use the internet technology to offer a hybrid religious service in person and on Zoom. Most of all, I was happy and grateful to meet and talk to Sangha members in person for the first time in more than 2 years, and to chant and sing the Nembutsu with fellow travelers on the path. The sounds of our temple services are very important to me. On April 8th, my wife, Rosemary, and I celebrated our 51st wedding anniversary. We got married on a Thursday evening in 1971 in Hawaii Betsuing's Annex Temple. Reverend Shigenori Makino officiated our wedding ceremony. Sumi Makino is Rosemary's sister. For me and my family, March 16, 2019, marked the beginning of the new pandemic lifestyle. Rosemary and I sheltered at home, observed social distancing, and wore masks. Our son, who lives with us, took charge of all food shopping and necessary errands. His genuine concern and diligence to take care of us due to our age was a real lesson of interdependence. On March 16, I quit smoking after about 60 years. In this instance, the pandemic has had a positive effect on my health and life. Shortly thereafter, I suffered some health issues that have been diagnosed. I take drugs and am periodically monitored. For people who may have been concerned about my health, please know that I am truly doing well. Rosemary and I have been vaccinated and will be arranging for the next shot soon. As I reflect on much of my life, and particularly the last 3 years, the concepts of impermanence and interdependence are true and real. We raised 2 sons, they're both in their 40s, and they have children. Rosemary and I babysat 2 of our 3 grandchildren as infants. We observed them as they turned over for the first time, then they scooted, crawled, walked, ran, and later talked. From an infant, they became real people. Having babysat our grandchildren, I experienced real joy in impermanence. Now at 78 years old, I experience impermanence through the aging process. I definitely move slower, can be forgetful, especially people's names. Certainly more aches and pains, doctor visits, medical tests, and medications are the most common signs of aging. Many people say that aging is not for sissies. Let's reframe the aging process as more than just physical and mental components. For those of us on the Nembutsu path, we're offered a spiritual or religious component. Therefore, aging gives me the opportunity to consider this process as a spiritual practice. What could aging as a spiritual practice look like? This practice is not easy. First, to live in the present. Perhaps events that you want to be in the present moment. To me, that means not holding on to the past events of regret and sorrow, and not worrying or being anxious about possible future events. Second, consider what I'm attached to. Attachment to things, ideas, perhaps even people that do not support my well-being. Probably the best example of attachments is not having complete the grieving process of a dear one who has passed on, or perhaps losing a good friend for whatever reason your relationship has ended. These sorts of regrets and sorrows can affect our lives moving forward. Third, and probably the most difficult, being very aware of my discriminating mind, the mental activity that differentiates ideas, people, and things, good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant. This activity excludes some people and things. Consider welcoming and embracing all that we encounter and experience in life. Certainly, express gratitude for your life's journey, and to constantly seek the wisdom to see life as it truly is. Be fully aware that these concepts of aging as a spiritual practice contribute to my well-being, as well as the well-being of all the people and things that directly support my life. Thank you for participating in my White Way presentation. I'm grateful for the opportunity to contribute to these broadcasts. In closing, please join me in reciting the name of universal wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mr. Goto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, April 17th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Ishini and Kakushini service will be Mrs. Doris Oshiro, president of Jikoen. A hybrid BWA meeting will follow the service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Karen Murakami, and our speaker, Mr. Alan Goto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Daido Baba, Executive Assistant to the Bishop at Humpa Honganji Mission Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.
Spreading spirit of caring, helping others.